friends, thank you so much for listening. My name is Amy Kay, and I'm the host of this podcast, which is called To Be Fair. This is just the introductory episode of To Be Fair. So thanks for getting in right at the beginning here. We're just going to talk for a couple minutes about like what it is that we will be taking on in this podcast. I don't know about you, but sometimes I start to feel a little bit overwhelmed about all of the things that I could be doing in my life to make everything better for myself, for my family, for the community, for the people of the world, for the environment. There's so many resources that we can learn from to know how we can live well or better, and the things that we could do more of or less of, that sometimes it truly just starts to feel a little overwhelming. We don't have enough time to get to all the stuff. I start feeling like that, and then I start pushing off some things. Like I start thinking, well, I need to learn more about, let's just take composting. This is the perfect one for me. I need to learn more about composting before I start it. I need to talk to my good friend, Carrie, who manages the store that we have together, and she's been composting for a long time, and she has lots of good advice about this. I need to talk to Carrie before I start composting. I need to go into an actual store, walk around the aisles, see, is there something I could purchase to make this little situation easier and better for myself? And I start doing all that stuff, and then I end up not making the decision to stinking compost. That's it. I have not started composting. I am 42 years old. I've been thinking of composting for probably over a decade. For real, it's ridiculous. Like, composting comes to mind because it's a ridiculous exemplar for me. That's the kind of thing that that I've been thinking about. Maybe you've been thinking about things like that. Maybe not composting, right? But there's those things, the daily decisions, the daily stuff of our lives that I think that we might be together on, that we want to learn more, get better, and then do that stuff. Do it. And so we're going to take those kinds of issues on here at To Be Fair. We're going to think about all this stuff and to move forward together. But I also want to say that sometimes I start feeling like a loser. I mean, maybe it's just me. I just am like, why have I taken so long to start composting? And here's what I hope that we can share together here, that we need to have grace for one another and for ourselves and just breathe, just keep on breathing and keep on living, because we're all doing the best we can right now. We truly are. We're doing the best we can. That doesn't mean that we can't like keep thinking and growing and doing different things in the future, but we need to just simmer down now. As an SNL reference from the 90s, there you are. We need to simmer down now, breathe, relax a bit, celebrate what's good right now, and move on. So here's the things that we're going to talk about. And if you're interested, please then keep on listening. The types of things that we can use so that we have less of an impact on the environment. That's a tangible thing. We're going to take on some of that stuff. What kinds of things can we actually do to be more healthy, physically and mentally? Not just pie in the sky. Actually, here's some stuff. And then if we don't do that stuff, then we keep breathing and giving grace to ourselves because we're doing the best we can, and then keep moving forward, right? I am actually a minister by profession. I'm a mainline Protestant minister, have served churches, and was a college chaplain. I was following my husband's career and have transitioned to be an owner of fair trade stores. But I think a lot, I mean a lot, about God. What does God call us to? What does the scripture say? What does the tradition of the church have to offer? Sometimes I find that more or less helpful. But you know, there's a lot to be learned from the faithful people who have gone before us, right? And respected. And then what in my experience as a person of God would be helpful in thinking about this? What's reasonable? Like, I think about all that stuff, and I think about it a ton. Because even though I'm not serving the church, I mean, I'm still a minister, and I do substitute preach still. There is that. But the core of who I am is still that I think so much about that. So in this podcast, there will be some of that, because it's just who I am. And if I was to not talk about that stuff, I wouldn't be completely authentic. And I should also say, since this is just an introductory episode, just a tad bit more about myself, I am a super transparent person. I just kind of say it all. Sometimes that makes people uncomfortable. Sometimes it makes me uncomfortable, to be honest, but that's just how I live life. I grew up in Kansas on a farm and love my family of origin dearly. I have two older siblings. Everybody in my family is in agriculture. I was sort of the black sheep to go into ministry, or professional ministry, I guess I should say, because my family are all people of faith also. I have degrees in this and that, psychology, communication, and from a small college in Lindsborg, Kansas, where I actually now live again, called Bethany College. And then I went to Kansas State University and learned more about rhetoric and communication for a master's degree. Then I went on to get my Master's of Divinity in St. Louis, and that was phenomenal. I absolutely loved the seminary. It's called Eden Theological Seminary. And through all of that learning, I felt so privileged. And I feel more and more privileged as I get older and realize how privileged I was. But I really had the dedicated time and space to be able to learn and to think and to then think about how I'm thinking and to talk with other people who are thinking about how they're thinking. So I feel so grateful for all of that. I married my man that I started dating in high school. We didn't go to the same high school, but we got married just after I turned 20, and we were married for 22 years. Still married, but we're not going to be for long, my friends, because he left me abruptly in September. So that's super duper the pits. But, you know, it's just given me chances to think and grow and become anew again. But my life with him was wonderful for 22 years. And together we have two boys who are cool, unique dudes. Atticus, who's 10, and Sebastian, who is 13. And, you know, they're just quirky, good, fun, interesting kids. And I'm really glad to get to be their mom. We live in the sweetest little town in the middle of Kansas now. And its name is Lindsborg, Kansas. And oh my word, my friends, this town is crazy. We have lived lots and lots of places. I mean, lots in our educational journeys and stuff. And I've loved everywhere we've lived. There's been good people everywhere we've lived. This place is just really unique because it's a tiny little Swedish village filled with really cool people, many of whom are either artists themselves or appreciate the arts. We have this little enclave of delightful people right here, smack dab in the middle of Kansas. And I'm not saying that there aren't great people in other parts of Kansas. That's absolutely not what I intended to imply there. If I did, I apologize. This is just like such a unique, sweet little community. So sometimes in the podcast, things might come up about that. And then there will always be like a fair trade story time, because now what I do is care for the poor and impoverished of the world through facilitating a fair trade market access. So there will be more about that in a different episode, but that will be a part of To Be Fair. Also. So there we go. There's all about me. And I hope to get to know you better, because I want to grow and laugh and become with you as we listen and head on into the future. Please, if you've liked this, keep listening. Listen to another episode. You know, do the whole like review. Tell me what you think. Tell me how I could be better. Although please be nice, because this is sort of a exciting, but sort of scary also thing. So, I mean, I want to know, but do so kindly if you would. So until we're able to meet up again together like this again, I hope that your life is good, is whole and healthy, and I will look forward to the next time. Thank you so much.